This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Now, beautyguide.com.my is a brand new website that doles out beauty advice for those in search of everlasting wellness in beauty. It's about 6 months old. And now, the beauty industry is one that's nothing short of humongous. A company such as Procter & Gamble, for example, grossed in excess of $83 billion last year, with more growth expected this year. So what does Beauty Guide hope to achieve? How will it tap into this goldmine industry? And what does it take to market to the beauty consumer? Here to tell us more is Therese Schwensen, Managing Director of Beauty Guide. So, Therese, you also have a role at Consider Digital. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes. So, Consider Digital is doing digital campaigns for Only Hair Malaysia. We started 1 year ago and we now have 30 people, so it's been growing quite fast. Mm. We're working with large clients like HSBC, Astro, and Estee Lauder as well. So we're helping clients to bring all their marketing campaigns online so we can help them gain a lot of new, whatever their goal might be, online as more and more people are using the online.
So what led you to start beautyguide.com.my?
So after a year with Consider Digital, I saw there was a lot of... I couldn't really find what kind of places I should go to do nails and hair and spa and that kind of thing. And a lot of these places, they don't have a website and they don't offer... They don't really showcase their services with their prices and that kind of thing. So it was very difficult to navigate around in this beauty jungle, if you may say. So it was very difficult to find out, you know, where to go for these kind of services. So that's why I already saw that there was a gap in the market, because also a lot of the small and medium-sized beauty places, they can't afford to, you know, build a website, maintain a website and pay for all these marketing services. So I saw there was a great need to get into the market and help all these spa and wellness places.
So in a sense, Beauty Guide is kind of like TripAdvisor, but for the beauty industry?
Exactly, that's correct. So you can compare it with that we also have reviews on Beauty Guide. However, we also have something called a beauty blog where you can read everything about the latest spas in KL, beauty tips and trick. You can read about celebrities or other women who's working within the wellness and beauty industry. So there will be a lot of different articles on the blog that you can, so you can be updated and read about the latest news on the beauty blog as well.
Yeah, your corporate statement emphasizes a guide to beauty inside out. But at the moment, it kind of looks more like a listings and review site. So is educating the consumer one of your goals? And when will that kick in?
So I think the main goal is, of course, to have a one-stop platform where people, they can find everything they want within the beauty space and wellness space. But it is also to educate them. And how we educate them is using the beauty blog, where we educate them exactly on what's the latest trends within that space. So it's a bit of a mix between those two, and also that they can come with feedback to the different places they've visited, so they can actually help their friends, they can help their family to go to these places by reviewing these places. So it's a very key thing that they go and review these different spa places.
So it's also crowdsourcing reviews from public, because then it would tend to be genuine reviews and opinions about.
Exactly. That's a key thing, that it is really important that we have, you know, real reviews and by the users, so they can explain exactly how they find the different spa places and venues.
So what's your business model like?
So the business model is that for the users, it's a free service. We just want to provide them with all the beauty and wellness services there is in Malaysia. For the merchants, it is a listing site. So obviously, the better ratings they have, they will be in the top of the search. So we will try and help the user to, by more ratings they have or better reviews they have, they will be in the top of the search every time the user is searching for a spa or a manicure or haircut or whatever it may be. So that's really to help the user find their best venue.
And what's your USP? You know, what sets you apart from sites that are already established, for example, such as online versions of print magazines?
I think what we're doing different is that we were built online And we will maintain online. Of course, we'll do a lot of offline things as well. But the key goal is that as a lot of girls are use and men as well are using the internet for their wellness and beauty services, and there's more and more e-commerce websites in Malaysia and that kind of thing. I think as we are growing towards the more digital world, I think it's a key thing that we are, you know, trying to get everyone online, because everyone is always on their mobile phones or tablets, so they have emails on their phone. So it is a key thing that we reach our consumers and potential customers and users on that on the digital platform.
So what's the uptake been like so far?
So far we have a great interest from everyone that we've been in contact with. It's great that to start something and then you get so good feedback. We recently visited the Beauty Expo 14 in the KL Convention Center and got really, really good feedback. I think we managed to give away 10,000 flyers.
Okay.
so that was amazing to just get our brand out there and tell people what we do and what we're all about. Mm. And then recently we were in Marie Claire as well. So I think it seems like a lot of the market is ready to, you know, to see what is out there for online companies and what can they offer as they are so close to them with their tablets and mobile phones.
So far, how many merchants have you got signed up with you?
So right now we got more than 100, which is fantastic as we recently just launched the site. So hopefully over the next few months, we'll get a lot more merchants to be listed on the site.
Okay.
Because obviously the goal is to get as many venues on the site as possible.
Okay. And what are some of the biggest challenges you're facing right now? You know, it's still a baby, still growing.
Yes, exactly. So I think the biggest challenge is at the moment to just increase the database of users, as it is with all other companies. We want to get as many users on as possible, both men and women. So as we want to be the one-stop place in Malaysia for beauty and wellness.
Ah, so users have to kind of register, then they log in and they have a profile and then they can leave reviews and comments.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. So the user will go and sign up. They will have their own user database where they can review and they can share on Facebook and they can like and so on. So, and then they can also go and see the previous reviews they've done. So there will be a track record of everything they've done, like on all the other websites. So I think that's the key thing for the user, that they can see exactly what they've been doing before.
And how many users have you got right now?
So right now we got, I think, more than 100. So that's a good start. Obviously, we want to increase that number.
And of course, as
soon as possible.
Yeah. And of course, these are registered users. There are many people who browse without registering yet.
Exactly. And then also to keep all these users updated, we send out newsletters as well so they can see exactly what's to read on the website. And then we run a lot of campaigns with competitions as well, where we use different sponsors such as Derek and Team, Oscillation Yoga, Strip Waxing as well. So they have been a great part so far of supporting Beauty Guide at the moment. So, competitions is a key thing to get the users to go and see who's the latest winner or what's the latest treatment we can give away or that kind of thing. Because I think almost everyone likes to get a good spa treatment.
Yeah,
or
lots of beauty junkies out there. Okay. Well, I'm here with Therese Schwensen, Managing Director of beautyguide.com.my. We're on the topic of how a brand new website will market itself to the beauty industries and to the beauty consumer. When we come back, we'll find out more about Therese's marketing plan for Beauty Guide on Marketing Mojo, Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Breaking financial matters, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, it's Maya Tan and you're listening to Marketing Mojo on Resource Centre. Today we're talking to Therese Schwensen. She's the Managing Director of beautyguide.com.my and we're going to talk about how a brand new startup will market itself in the beauty industry. So we spoke earlier about users and about merchants. What can you tell us about the beauty consumer?
So I think the beauty consumers, if you talk about, for instance, if we can split it up to men and women, because I think there's a slight difference. I think for women, it's always been a great need. They always want to look pretty. They always want to get a massage or manicure and pedicure or a new haircut or that kind of thing. I think women in general, we've always been very aware of our appearance, both at work, not on work and so on. So I think that's always been very important. For men, that's a growing trend. I think they're trying to be even more I think it's even more important for men as well to look good. And you see more and more men actually going to get a manicure and pedicure or a haircut.
Yeah. Or I think traditionally it was kind of frowned upon if you're a man who's very vain. But now it's increasingly becoming more acceptable.
Exactly.
And you have places like True Fit and Hill, for example, which focus on very high quality treatments for men.
Yeah. Exactly. I think they're getting more aware of themselves. It's not only the women anymore. It's also the men that wants to that wants to look good and feel good about themselves. And also you see a lot of men going to the gym as well. And that's also increasing, you know, staying active, being in good shape, maintaining yourself.
And they're a huge market then, you know. I mean, of course, in the beauty industry, women kind of dominate as the target audience. But opening it up to men is a brand new, it's a whole new thing to tap into. Lots of business to be made there, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. I think so far it's been the women that's taking their man to the spas to get massages. But I think the men, they kind of realize that they actually enjoy it as well.
So what are the hot buttons to press, you know, when it comes to the beauty consumer? What are they looking for when it comes to online information?
I think beauty consumers in general are looking for what's the latest trends, what recently opened in terms of what spa just opened or what fitness center just opened or what's the trend within fitness and wellness. How do you maintain your skin when you live in a place that with a lot of pollution? You still want to look great. So how do you take care of your skin? So I think it's very much about, I think the trend is very much about how can I, you know, maintain my appearance in a good way, even though I'm getting older. So I think everyone is thinking about that kind of thing. I think that's definitely the trend at the moment, to see the latest things within the beauty and wellness industry in general.
Yeah, and just going back to men for a while, does marketing to men require a different approach?
I think when we started Beauty Guide, we didn't want it to be too feminine in the whole appearance, too girly, because when a man is going to visit the website, we don't want him to feel embarrassed with like pink colors and that kind of thing, obviously. So we want the men to feel very comfortable in visiting the site and navigate around it on the site. So it's been very much about creating a unisex platform where it's not too female dominated, but where we can also get the men to visit the site as well. That's the main goal.
And apart from aesthetics, do you also word your reviews differently?
I think, to be honest, I think all users that visit a spa place or a wellness place is very similar. I think everyone, they have this, it's kind of the similar goal. They want it to, you know, be a nice ambience, nice atmosphere, a great service. So I think it doesn't really matter if you're a woman or a man. I think in general, we all want to, you know, feel welcomed when we come into a place, and we want the staff to make us feel comfortable and relaxed. So I think we're all looking for the same when we go to give ourselves a retreat in our busy lives.
Okay. So tell us about the marketing plan. How are you planning to raise awareness about the Beauty Guide brand?
So to start with, I'm a big fan of social media. So obviously we started out with using a lot of social media. So we started with Pinterest and Facebook and Instagram. Facebook has shown to be a great tool for us to get our name out there. I think we have more than 18,000 followers at the moment. And other spa pages on Facebook, they actually go to like our page. So it's a great way to reach our users, ask them what they want, what kind of feedback do they want from us, what do they want to see on the website, what kind of things do they want to read about on the beauty blog. So it's a really, really good way to reach your users, ask them what they want, what do they want out of it. And keep them posted on latest news, competitions, campaigns, and that kind of thing. So that's definitely been so far a fast-growing tool for us to use. And then, of course, we're starting the Christmas campaigns that we'll be running, starting, I think, already from today, where there will be a lot of giveaways as well. So stay tuned for all the latest giveaways.
Check out the website.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have your editorial team running all the blogs and your web team, making sure that all this goes up.
Exactly. So at the moment, we have a customer service team that can help out all the the merchants if they have any inquiries or if they need any help with anything, because we want to be there if they might, because it's a new thing for them. So we want to be there for them. Then we have a content team helping us with everything that's going up on the beauty blog, with the latest trends and news and that kind of thing. And then we also, then there's myself doing obviously everything as we are a brand new company.
Hey, but you get to do the reviews as
well.
Yes,
exactly.
That's the fun part.
So you could say I'm very much all around. I don't have a specific title as we are quite new in the market. So,
you know, in your opinion and also in your experience working in digital, what's the singular element that ensures online aggregators such as yourself has staying power?
I think it's the main thing is that you if, for instance, you're running social media campaigns, you can't just stay away for a week because then the user will be like, what just happened to that brand? Or did they disappear or what happened? So I think the key thing is to always be out there.
Consistency.
Exactly. Be there with the users, especially also if they have any inquiries or if they have any questions. You need to come back to them. You need to let them know that you're there, because if you don't reply to them, it doesn't give you a very honest brand. And I think what we're all about is also that we want to be very transparent. We want everyone to ask questions, come up with feedback, comment on whatever they want us to do for them or that kind of thing. So I think transparency as a brand is really, really important. And that we're very honest about what we do.
Okay, how are you planning to maintain independence? You know, because these merchants pay to be listed on your site and then they will expect to be reviewed. Do you tell them up front that if there's something that we don't like, we will state it?
So obviously, I think this is also a great opportunity for the merchants. Let's say if there is a client that got a really, really bad experience, it is a great opportunity for the merchants to actually come back to them. I've seen on TripAdvisor that a lot of the merchants, they give feedback to the customers if they had a bad experience at a restaurant. So this is a great chance for the merchants to come back and say, I'm sorry that you had a really bad experience at our place. We will, of course, make it up to you the next time you're here, or we can give you a complimentary whatever it might be. But it's a good way for them to also come back. If they continuously always get bad reviews, it's obviously something that we'll discuss with them and let them know beforehand if it continues. And then it's something that you have to take a decision on later on. Because obviously, as a company and as a brand, we also want users to have a good experience with using the site. So obviously, it's a, you know, it's the chicken and egg thing. You obviously want to.
It's a great way to find out if something's wrong in your system and gives you a chance to fix it.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I think a lot of consumers are quite forgiving when you come to them and say, we're so sorry, we made a mistake, but we'd like to fix it if you'll allow us.
Exactly. And it can happen everywhere, at restaurants, hotels, or whatever it might be. There's always the risk that...
So it's very exciting. I'm guessing this is phase one of your business plan. What's in phase two? How are you going to scale up?
So the vision is definitely to be the one-stop solution for beauty and wellness in all over in Asia. So we got good feedback from Philippines already and Singapore and Hong Kong, which we're not prepared to go into yet as we want, because we want to capture the Malaysian market first.
I see.
So obviously the goal is right now to get into as many venues as possible, spa and wellness venues in Malaysia as possible. And then when we're ready for it, we will, of course, try and get into other markets so we can grow even bigger.
So once you gain the competency, you know, any plans to go into different industries, maybe fashion or food?
I think to be straightforward, I think right now it could be something that we could go into. It's not something I would say no to straight away. But I think right now it's very much about the beauty and wellness. But then if it makes sense later on, it's something that we could look into if there's a great interest from the users that they want us to look into that. But I think for now it will be that it's beauty and wellness related. So that's something we'll take later on.
Okay, well, I wish you every success in your endeavours for beautyguide.com.my. As Therese says, do check it out for all the Christmas giveaways. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We've just been speaking to Therese Schwensen, Managing Director of beautyguide.com.my. This has been Marketing Mojo and Resource Centre. I'm Maya Tan, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.